Republicans quietly moving the battlefield closer their way in voter registration numbers. By Hannah Knudsen on August 12, 2024. Republicans are quietly moving the battlefield closer their way. And they have been doing so for a few years, gaining advantages in key battleground states while Democrats are hemorrhaging voters. Compiled data that looks at key states shows a striking trend, as it is Republicans who seem to be quietly moving the needle in their direction as opposed to Democrats, who appear to be losing voters. This is not a recent phenomenon, sparked by the Democratic Party's decision to coronate Vice President Kamala Harris as their top-of-the-ticket nominee without the help of a single Democrat voter. A longer trend has been in the works for the last 4 years, resulting in a slow but sure swing in the GOP's direction. A chart shared by Decision Desk HQ's Michael Prusser shows overall changes in several key states from November 2020 to July 2024, covering the entirety of the Biden-Harris term. Another chart shows the gains and losses in the month of July alone, and the results are telling. Some of the most significant gains for Republicans in the last 4 years have been in California, Florida, Idaho, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Nebraska, New Jersey, North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Utah, and West Virginia. Florida recently made headlines for finally reaching a historic milestone, as the Republican Party of Florida announced that registered Republican voters now surpass Democrats with a 1 million voter advantage. This announcement came nearly 3 years after Governor Ron DeSantis announced in November 2021 that Republicans were overtaking Democrats in terms of voter registration for the first time in the state's history. Data from the chart coincides with that reality, showing that Democrats have lost 979,487 Democrat voters since November 2020. Republicans have not experienced any losses but have added 151,456 voters in the Sunshine State over that same time period. Another, perhaps unexpected, result is that Republicans gained 148,823 registered voters in Blue California, outpacing Democrats, who added 71,058 in the same time period. But in many of these states, Republicans are not only outpacing Democrats, but crushing them, boasting gains while Democrats are suffering devastating losses. In Iowa, for example, Republicans gained 36,397 registered voters since November 2020. Democrats lost twice that figure, 74,671 voters. In Nebraska, Republicans gained 2,155 voters in the November 2020 to July 2024 time frame. While that may not seem like much, Democrats, in turn, lost more than 40,000 voters. Perhaps one of the most stunning changes is in New Jersey. One of the state's former president Donald Trump is making a play for this election cycle. Since November 2020, the Garden State has added 152,918 Republican voters. Democrats lost 2,537 voters in that same time frame. Another stunning example is in the swing state of North Carolina, where Republicans gained 36,422 voters. Democrats lost a whopping 221,437 voters over the past few years in the Tar Heel State. Pennsylvania is also an interesting state to zone in on, because while neither Republicans nor Democrats gained voters in that specific time span, Democrats lost far more, 329,289 voters to the GOP's 1,466. In other words, Democrats have lost 327,823 more voters than Republicans in the Keystone State since November 2020. A major concern for the left, who hopes to hold on to the state this election cycle. Another interesting data point is New York, as Democrats lost 360,712 more voters than Republicans. This is also significant, as Trump also hopes to put New York in play. Overall, the chart shows that Republicans have gained over 393,000 registered voters across the states listed, while Democrats have lost over 3.5 million since November 2020, mere months before Biden and Harris took over. Another chart shows short-term voter registration data, covering the month of July 2024 alone, the same month Trump survived an assassination attempt and Biden dropped out of the presidential race. That data also tells an interesting story. Watch, defiant, bloodied Trump pumps fist to crowd after assassination attempt. In Arizona, for example, a state Republicans hope to secure with the presidential race and the Senate race with Carrie Lake. Democrats have lost 128,816 more voters than Republicans lost since November 2020. A look at the results for the month of July 2024 show that Republicans have gained 19,984 voters. While Democrats did not experience a loss that month, their gain was far smaller, adding 3,491 voters in the same time span. In other words, Republicans gained 16,493 more voters in Arizona than Democrats alone in July 2024. Watch, Carrie Lake predicted Kamala would replace Biden. It doesn't matter. Policies are disastrous. In July alone, Republicans gained 6,294 voters in North Carolina, 21,325 in Pennsylvania, and 7,165 in New Jersey. In comparison, Democrats lost 722 voters in North Carolina while gaining just 5,788 in Pennsylvania and 1,040 in New Jersey, far less than the GOP. Republicans also made gains in Maine in July, adding 1,687 voters, while Democrats lost 855 voters. More broadly speaking, Democrats lost 25,673 more voters than Republicans in Maine since November 2020. Overall, in the month of July, Republicans gained 252,794 voters in these states, compared to Democrats, who lost 19,088 in the same month. In other words, this trend has been happening nationwide since 2020, right under the Democratic Party's nose. The data comes as the establishment media and Democrat Party leaders heap praise on their new darling Kamala Harris, whom they coronated without the help of actual voters, and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Watch, Weirdo Walz gets oddly giddy during his entrance for Kamala rally. Notably, Harris has yet to hold a press conference following Biden's decision to step aside in the 2024 presidential race and tap her. But she has been busying herself using the same script in several stump speeches across the country and copying Trump's ideas, such as no tax on tips. Watch teleprompter champion, watch Kamala use the exact same script over and over again.